39 words, a contemplative journey to the cross of Christ. Day 6, word 6, revelation. See from his head, his hands, his feet. Sorrow and love flowed mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet? Or thorns compose so rich a crown? Isaac Watts. Imagine the view of the cross of Christ as the saints of old viewed it from heaven. Freedom exhaled before mourners and murderers. Millions of souls watched, waited, mourned, wondered. They watched his stillness from beyond the veil, perhaps in wonder. It seemed less like a death and more like a definition. This salvation that seemed more lucid than days of fish and loaves, they observed the quaking twist of injustice and mercy across the tides of the abyss. Suddenly, they understood their story. David understood why giants fell and kings collided into their own destiny. Isaiah witnessed the words he wrote centuries ago. They watched, all of them watched, the angels and mortals, the judges and criminals, the whoring mass of man's worst epic, the ravaged ones of the innocent garden. Betrayers and hypocrites understood this story and their role in the middle of the divine denouement. The broken and beaten wept in the midst of their personal revelation. The rabble of messy humanity watched as the last drop fell. Tombs expelled their dead, ushering forth a kingdom birthed of blood and grace. Like the two men on the road to Emmaus who walked and fellowshiped with Jesus after the resurrection, all followers of Christ experience revelation, a divine aha moment. We say to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? God revealed himself during my darkest times. Journal entry, 1996. In the year of disappointment, loneliness, fear, in the year of confusion, desperation, and chaos, I saw the Lord. My eyes had been blinded by amusement, toys, by savings and wealth, dreams and aspirations. In the midst of the sandcastles of my own self-importance, my eyes were blinded by the temporal until an eternal God shook the doorposts of my soul. He came to me, and I saw myself for who I was outside of him, naked, dying, cold, starving, and helpless. He didn't come to me in the sanctuary. He didn't come to me in the crowds. He didn't come to me in the ceremonies, in the shifting dance of the day to day. He came into my deepest closet of hopelessness. He didn't come with four laws. He didn't come with 3 points in a poem. He visited me at midnight when I least expected to hear his voice. He came to me at a time when my hopes were dashed, when my future appeared bankrupt. He came to me when every solid foundation seemed to collapse. He came to me in the wilderness of my own destitution. He came to me in the poverty of my own understanding. He came to me when I laid down my toolbox, my first aid kit, and my cookbook. He came to me. Hallelujah. With a quick fix? No. He came to me. With a list of seminars and books to read? No. He came to me, and there was nothing, absolutely nothing, I could offer in my own strength. The masks, the alibis, the diplomas faded under the light of his passionate gaze. He didn't need me. He didn't need my talents. He didn't need my knowledge, my money, or my influence. On the contrary, he came to me because for the first time in my life, I knew that I was utterly helpless. I didn't have the answers. For the first time in my life, I knew that no word, no event would change me. Only God, Christ alone, could change my heart. He came to me. He wrapped his arms around me and said, "My beloved, I have been waiting for you." prayer. What a grotesque and mortifying revelation, Father. My sin is displayed in the wounds and suffering scourges on the holy frame of your Son. In his suffering, I see the devastating carnage of my sin, and I cry out as David, "Against you and you alone have I sinned." When you allow God to survey the catastrophic underpinnings of your wounds, he will begin to change you in ways you never dreamed possible. Once again, thank you for joining me for 39 Words, a contemplative journey to the cross of Christ.